Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Wednesday of the third week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, what's growing in your soil? In today's gospel reading from Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 20, Jesus gives us that oh-so-familiar parable about the different types of soil. You are the seed that has landed on fertile soil. So let's dig into what it means to be the grain that springs up from fertile soil and produces a crop of a hundredfold. My friend Nancy Viola, a longtime member of Good News Ministries, gave me this modern-day parable from her own personal experience, and it's so good I wanted to share it. I was eating coleslaw with my fried shrimp, and God said, "Look at the coleslaw. What's the main ingredient? Cabbage." The coleslaw started out as a head of cabbage. Has the cabbage changed in any way because of the other ingredients that it's mixed with? Not at all. It's still cabbage. But you didn't ask the waitress for a head of cabbage. You ordered coleslaw. Why? Because cabbage that's chopped and mixed with mayonnaise, vinegar, salt, sugar, and spices appeal to the taste buds much more than a plain piece of cabbage. I wondered, "Yeah, so what's your point, Jesus?" The cabbage in the coleslaw is no less than what it was created to be. But if it had not given up each stage of its existence, the seed dying in fertile soil to become a sprout, the sprout growing into a head, the head chopped into slaw, the slaw mixed with other produce, it would have not become a delightful salad for your nourishment. Nancy's story points out that true Christian faith is more than just sprouting as seedlings from good soil. Faith is bland unless it becomes part of a salad, mixing what's good about us with the good in others for the sake of nourishing those who want Jesus to minister to them. Or to put it another way, faith is pointless unless we put it to use as part of a parish community and other faith-based groups that have a mission of serving others. As seeds, we sink into the fertile soil alone, but we don't sprout alone. Growing requires Father God's participation as He waters us and gives us warm sunshine. However, our strongest flavors that help others in the biggest way come from the hardships we've endured. So Jesus comes along and plucks us out of the comfortable ground to do an important work for His kingdom. Meanwhile, life on earth chops us into slaw, ruining our nicely shaped cabbage head. Instinctively, we try to pull ourselves back together. Even if we understand the value of using our troubles for the good of others, the fact is we're still shredded and our flavor is still limited. We need to mix it up with others. We need to find people who are like mayonnaise and spices for us. We need to become part of a community of other vegetables and fruits. Only as a community can we offer the world a taste of what God's kingdom is really like. Only together do we make a good harvest in the kingdom of God. Christ's love, power, and salvation are revealed through our teamwork and collaboration with one another, not through our isolated individuality.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and text message, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.